goddamn thing. WJFK.
This Don and Mike Show.
Is Donald Trump lying?
In a kidding fashion, he suggested that we'll get Rosie to go on the show. And he really did. He said it at a news conference yesterday, and he was kidding. And I can't imagine Rosie would accept. But if she would, that would be a lot of fun. I treat her very fairly.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
The Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
Hi, thank you.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
I don't know. Robbie, you ready to take over here?
Oh, yeah.
Big surprise for you, Mike.
Yes.
When you have a great idea, I like running with it.
Wow.
We were talking during the break, and Mike said, you know, across the street at the Giant store, at the food shop, at the grocery store, do they have them now?
I am sure most Giant food stores have them in the fish department.
Live Maine lobsters.
Live Maine lobsters.
Oh.
Sure.
Mike, I tell you what.
Right.
We've got about 20 minutes for this break.
Yes.
Let's go. I'll drive.
Okay.
I'll park in the fire lane.
Right.
And you can even take the microphone in with you for as long as the signal holds out.
Right.
Run in, buy a lobster, and we'll make it back. You ready?
Let's make it so.
Let's go.
All right.
So Don and Mike are off to buy lobsters, a giant lobster, to put in the pool with Matt, the intern, who's being punished for not bringing back the banana Reese's peanut butter cups in tribute of Elvis.
John, will you bring another mic for Mike?
A mic for Mike, please.
Mike for Mike. And there he is.
Am I on?
You are on.
Hello.
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 Yeah, hello.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
All right, let's go.
That is a great idea, Mike.
I think that's going to add. He doesn't know it's coming either. Don't tell him, Montgomery.
Oh, I parked
okay?
over here.
Don't tell him. All right, very good.
What's happening, Matt?
What's going on, guys?
We're just taking a little trip. We'll be back.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Looks like nobody has shown up to put anything. Sit down.
Sit down. Sit down. I don't want to see your package.
Sit, please.
Siéntate, por favor.
Sit.
How's it feel out here?
Not too shabby.
It's just water right now.
There is some sugar cubes and some of Mike O'Mara's famous spit.
Hey, yes,
Rob,
my famous spit.
Hey, would somebody toss me my keys outside, please?
Yeah, coming up.
Yeah, we're going to take a little drive.
I am so stupid. Oh, here comes a guy with some stuff.
Oh, good. Here's our first taker. That's very good timing. Wonderful.
Here's the keys. Thank you very much, Johnny.
All right.
Got it. So I caught those? Catch that? Cat-like reflexes.
Hi.
How are you doing, sir?
Phil? How are you? You going to pour some stuff on, Matt?
Bunch of stuff.
Very good. Enjoy yourself. All right. Hello there.
Good.
How are you?
There's the local police saying
yes.
Hello.
The local authorities, we say salute to all you guys and all the good work you do.
Now, there is nothing better than these wireless microphones.
They're in the vehicle.
Here, let me take a look at this king.
that is
you have
my
a
little
dust bunny thing in your.
That's my dust bunny from my car.
Look at this immaculate vehicle.
It's beautiful, ain't it?
This is wonderful. I've never ridden in this.
Okay, hold on a second.
It's lovely and roomy.
Hold on. I got to set this down for a second.
All right. I'm continuing to talk here, and we're obeying all of the traffic laws and putting on our seatbelts. Of course.
The only weird thing would be I'm wearing headphones.
That's a little
while
odd.
We're driving.
That's not
yes.
weird.
Look at this cool backup camera.
Look, you've got that, and there you see the car in back of you. That's very cool.
Backing out of the
I
space.
I like this.
Oh, but there's another guy coming towards you guys with a bag full of stuff.
Very good.
Okay, here we go.
Right. What Matt doesn't realize is that we're going across the street to buy lobsters. Now, will we know when the signal fades out?
Yeah, I got the headphones on, and we've got my cell phone and your cell phone as a backup.
Very good.
So we're okay. Let me just make a turn here, Mike.
Three-point right. turnaround.
There you go.
Yeah, don't hit the pole.
Which one, the pole or the Pollock?
Oh, I don't care if you run over him. That's not a problem.
Here we go.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Don, you can go up to Hubbard Drive, and we can shoot right across
That's
the street.
That's where I'm going, Mike.
When the light turns green.
Here we go. Window down.
We still have signal?
This is great.
This is fantastic.
This is effing great. Bear with us. Bear with us. Signal. Breaking up.
New food is arriving at the pool.
Right. Breaking up.
Going by. Can you hear us now?
Yeah. There we go. Are we back?
Yes, I think you are.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back. You know what it was? It was simply making the turn.
Got sputtery.
All right, now they can hear us loud and clear.
Mike, I can hear us on the headphones.
Very good. All right.
Would you like some AC?
Yes, thank you. There's your green light, Don.
Oh, got it.
There we go.
Such a great host.
All right. He is.
And
he'll offer a beverage.
We're already across the street. There's
going to the Cemetery Giant.
Let me see. Gourmet.
Sputter, sputter.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Yep.
Dialing up the cell phone now, guys.
Anyone? Ferris?
The cell phone.
A little sketchy. You're on your own, boss. It's a clear day so far.
It's the furthest we've ever been with the wireless, so.
Where no broadcaster has ever gone before.
We're sorry.
I guess I need to dial a one. I didn't realize it was long distance. Don and Mike are on their way over to the Giant across the street.
To buy a lobster to put in the pool with Matt for his punishment for not coming back with candy yesterday.
Candy.
The assigned candy on the assigned time.
We'll call Don first, and then we'll get Mike on the horn.
Don's driving.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me on the microphone?
The microphone crapped out about 10 seconds ago.
All right, hold on just a moment. Let me park here. Just a second. Hold on. Let me get my phone. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Are we coming in loud and clear on Don's exciting cell phone?
Yeah, how is it talking on it?
The parking lot? What?
How is it talking on that new iPhone?
I like it. Do you want me to take the iPhone into the Giant, Don?
Unless hold you on. Prefer, I could call Mike's cell phone.
Don's testing the microphone. Does the microphone work at all?
Hello?
Yeah.
Seems to.
Yeah.
I tell you what. Hold on. Whoa. All right. Hold on a second. We're getting out of the car.
No.
What are we doing?
Here's what we'll do, dude.
Oh, there's your microphone.
Hello?
Hello?
You call the station. Hello?
Yeah.
People at the station. Yes. Call Mike on his cell while he goes in the store.
Okey-doke.
And leave this open with me out here.
You got it.
Okay?
So I'm going to hang up your iPhone has been hung up. I'm calling Mike now.
Call Mike on his phone. Rob, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, we can.
All right, so call Mike.
He's on it. He's dialing now.
Cello.
We hear you. Just
going to have to keep dabbing. Ringing to Mike right now.
Rob.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Don, it's Mike on the phone.
Hi, Don.
Hey, am I?
Don, can you hear me?
Hello. Okay. Hello.
Don, it's a little sputtery.
Hello.
I can hear you sort of. I'm walking into the Giant food store now.
All right, beautiful. Hey, listen, I'm outside waiting for you in the car.
All right, I'm having trouble hearing Don a little bit, but I'm just going to tell you I'm going to make my way back to the fish segment right now.
Hey, Robbie, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Stay
beautiful,
right where you
Mike.
Are.
Mike, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Don.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful day here in the parking lot.
Can you hear me loud and clear, Don?
Yes.
I'm making my way past the pharmacy. I'm going to find out where the fish are.
This is like when Larry King has three guests in three different studios.
I hope nobody minds that we parked in the handicap park spot.
I see it now in the corner of the Giant. It's fresh seafood.
So we're doing a retarded show, but this is really, to me, as far as technology,
it's pretty cool.
I'm very advanced. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello. Well, it's not as advanced as I thought it was. We seem to. There you go. This is a spot. If I stand right where I'm at right now.
Don't move.
I won't. I'm playing the statue game right now.
I'm at the seafood counter right now. And they have a lobster tank with live lobsters in it.
Yeah. Great. Buy one, please, Mike. And I'm standing right outside the Giant food and pharmacy.
There's no one at the counter.
What?
Are you the seafood gentleman? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. He's doing another transaction right now. Let me see what they have here, Don. They've got fresh shrimp, snapper.
Mike,
I like that product.
Stick with your first instinct. The lobster was a beautiful idea. Hi there. Hey, honk your horn, dude.
Fresh, boneless filet.
Mmm.
Mmm. I'm going to get it. And I see a large one. You can freeze it. All right. I'm just waiting for this. A lot of lady with a lot of questions here right now.
The big lobster.
Who, the lady in front of you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a chance to tell this guy we're doing a live radio show. Okay.
Shellfish.
What is he doing? Is he bickering in there?
Excuse me, sir. Yeah, we're doing a live radio show on CBS, Don and Mike show right now. You mind being on the radio? We're doing a transaction. We're going to buy a lobster. Is it okay? You mind your voice being on the radio?
I don't mind.
You don't mind? What's your name?
He doesn't mind.
Winton Jordan.
Winton, can you get me a large lobster live, please, and just put it in a bag?
Is he related to Leroy? He sounds like Leroy.
Winton is going to get me a large lobster as quick as you can, Winton, so I can get out of here quickly.
See if he can get one with a bad temper, Mike.
And Stevie, I want the meanest lobster you have, Winton. Is that possible? Yes. I mean, and you don't need to seal it all up. We're going to keep it for a very short period of time.
We're going to set it free.
Meanwhile, I want to
set it free.
And I could just say something to everyone in the shopping center.
Huh?
Fifth. Hello.
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Right. 15 means 15.
Oh, is that a lively one, Winton?
People speeding.
Very good.
You got to be going at least 20 miles an hour. Slow it down.
That's right.
Slow it down. Oh, hey, my school bus is here.
Which one?
School. B-A-R-R-I-E. A little red retarded bus just went by.
Don.
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
I've got almost a 2-pounder right here. And Winton, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to make my way up to the cashier right now.
This is great.
And we're going to buy this lobster. I'm making my way through the pet food section right now. I asked for a particularly bad-tempered lobster.
Mike, you can go through Express if you only have one lobster.
Thanks, Rob. I didn't even figure that out myself. Now, if I had more than 15 lobsters,
that's right.
That would be a problem.
Different line.
And you'd need a bigger box.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do self-scanning.
Sounds dangerous.
Does it have an
eye? Uh-oh.
What?
Busted.
What?
It's the rent-a-cop that drives around the parking lot of the Giant.
There's not a problem, is there?
There's no... Just off patrol, Buzz.
It's very crowded here at checkout, guys. Very, very crowded. I'm trying to find the shortest possible.
Mike, I don't see a sign anywhere, but they must be having a 2-for-1 sale for ugly women today.
It's ugly.
Pick up a half a dozen for me.
No, they're not selling ugly women 2-for-1. I mean,
I see.
I mean, if you're a less than attractive woman, you can have off your price today. See, like, for instance, this lady right here, she probably paid full price.
Too good looking.
She's hot.
Yeah, that's nice.
She's hot as balls.
Olive oil's been added to the pool, by the way.
Hey, ma'am? Ma'am, may I tell you? You're hot as balls.
All right, there's a guy here with a case of pets.
He does this.
She says I work at it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's nice. You brought enough? Ringo says it don't come easy.
Come over here, son. Come here, boy. I got some kid out here drinking like a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew in front of a grocery store. What a loser.
It's a hot day.
He's too lazy to get up and come over to me, though.
Well, sure, it's hot.
Hey, Mike.
I'm at the self-checkout now.
How do you scan a lobster?
That's a good-looking hat, sir.
You look him up and down.
All right. Now, I'm all set.
Hi. What's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie, that's a beautiful hat.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Where'd you get it?
Target.
Target, that's nice.
And
I see that you have wet wings. Do you often make messes in your car?
It depends on the kind of mess.
All right, I'm pushing credit.
Well, nice talking to you.
Thank you, sir.
Have you seen a lot of ugly women at the store today?
Oh, kind of.
That was an expensive lobster.
How much?
You know, it's 2-for-1 if you're ugly women.
$28. $28.
I believe it.
Worth it.
Save the receipt.
Nice talking to you.
You too. Over at the station.
Honk your horn for me, sir. Beautiful. Yeah, move it. Guy with an ugly hat coming through.
That's a lobster.
I'm done. I got it.
I'm waiting.
$28.
As always, I'm out front waiting.
Can you hear me, Don?
How long does it take my women to go in and buy food?
Can you hear me, Don?
Yeah, I hear you, Mike.
I'm here. I'm coming out. See me? I got it.
Hi there. Hi, honey. I see you. I'll pull the car around.
You want me to wait?
Yeah, wait. I'll pull up.
No, I'll make it over there by the time you pull
up. Well, the microphone might crap out, Mike. I'll make it come to you.
Okay. All right, this is a $28 lobster, and it's in a very bad mood.
Well, sure.
I'm looking forward to this. You know, I understand that these lobsters can occasionally take off digits if they're in the right frame of mind.
Digits and more.
Right, Don's backing out right now.
Now, while
I'm
you guys,
on the phone with you.
Mike, while you guys have been over there, lots of
all
stuff
right.
has been added to the pool.
All right, very good. Did you put some stuff in the pool?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. When all you right. get back, we'll get a full rundown. Montgomery
I'm in Don's car right now. I don't know if you can hear his microphone.
Hello?
Yes.
You can still hear it. I'm going to hang up now.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, hold on.
Bye.
And Mike now headed back from the grocery store.
Yes.
Across the street, back into the studio with the lobster.
Straight across Robert Drive.
And this is always the
thanks.
Here at the cemetery.
You like having my own personal GPS. Thanks.
Are you telling him how to get back, Mike?
Yeah, Mike, how to get to the radio station.
Giving directions.
Where, Mike?
Take right here, right here. Don't pull out! Just kidding. No. They, no.
Don't pull out.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Slower. No.
Slower.
No.
Difficult left turn coming up.
Stop.
Out. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
You almost dislocated my vertebrae.
Hey, did you see my new motorcycle?
that's Charlie's motorcycle. All right. Hey, good. It looks like you're going to be able to make it.
All right. Turned. Here we go.
What's your current
location? Are we going to make the light?
It hasn't turned green yet, so you're going to be okay with that. Get the right lane, and you're all set to go. Right lane.
Will you be back soon?
Right lane.
The other right lane. You did right that. Lane. You did that just to mess with me.
Yes, I did.
All right, so we're still loud and clear?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your location?
All right.
Woo.
What's your location?
Hey, let's groove those tunes, man. Want to see the lobby?
Let me see him.
There he is.
That is a gigantic friggin' lobster.
$28 worth. How's that for a bargain?
You're the man.
Fantastic. And once we free him, once we put him in that water, I think he's going to get a lot livelier. Yes, sirree. Don, you want to talk this one up?
Sure do. Hey, I got this one for you. 70s on 7 right now. I want to play this for Matt the Pollock, who's about to get his gonads bitten. Earth, wind, and fire.
$28 worth of lobster. We're going to throw it in the pool, and that Pollock's going to lose a digit this weekend.
Oh, hey, you get to hear all my great faggy music.
Fantastic.
Although, this is on, this is XM.
I can't believe this is a gay song.
This is just on the radio. This is not a tape.
I know it's not a tape. I didn't say that. It's gay. Woo.
Nice. Listen to my gay presets.
Nice. There was a day where we played music on the radio.
All right, Yardbirds.
Hey, put it on FM for a second.
I hate FM. I mean, I love FM.
Any station in mind?
Hold on. Be fine. You want our station?
Yes. Let's listen to us. It's a great show.
Hold on a second.
Water, I think he's going to get a little livelier.
Yes, sirree, Don, you want to talk this one up?
Sure do. Hey, I got this one for
Deja
you.
Deja vu.
10 minutes from Turkey Run to the ramp to the inner loop.
There we go. Oh, it's green.
Some reliable traffic.
It's green.
Put your seatbelt on.
I'm almost out of the car. The car.
The car. All right, here we go.
What's your current location, Don?
What?
You're hitting buttons, working a microphone, got the headphones on.
Yeah. Come on, man. We made it back with 5 minutes to spare.
I can't wait to see the wide eyes of young men. I think we got to play it real cool.
He has no idea what we are pulling up.
He has no idea.
He has no
idea. Look at them all relaxed and stuff. I'm going to hold it behind my back.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. Put it
as a matter of
fact,
I'm going to take the rubber bands off of it while we're in.
Good idea.
Right before. All right.
Okay.
Be careful.
Problem.
Out of the car.
Don't get pinched.
Got it. Here we go. crap. Where
Hi, Matt.
Where's my cord?
How you doing?
Oh. Down to Mike walking.
Hey, what's happening, dude?
All right, we're going to... Montgomery, I'm just going to stand in back here for a minute. Come on.
We went shopping. We went shopping for you, Matt.
Let me see what's going on.
Here, how you doing there, Matt?
Plastic. Hold the
plastic. Wow, look at all the... Hey,
my microphone.
Hey, Montgomery, what's been put in the pool since we left?
So far, we have a big jar of king syrup, sardines and mustard sauce, fish sauce, sorrel soup, giant soup, chopped garlic sauce, mackerel, vegetable oil, hair gel,
ooh,
airborne formula,
what's that?
Cortisone, which the user had no clue how old it was, and
okay,
herbal essence shampoo. But I think this may be...
And a very special treat for you.
Here you go.
Say hi to your live Maine lobster.
That's a real lobster.
Put it on him.
Oh, painting the picture,
that,
ladies.
That got
and gentlemen.
In my eye.
He just
there
spit
you go.
On himself.
All right, there you go. And it doesn't have the little things on it. You see? There you go. See that? How do you like that, big boy? There you go. Say, look at that. He's ready to go with that one there. All right, have fun.
All
right. Oh! Maine lobster.
Oh, I think he's dead already.
Oh, no.
The lobster? You think
so?
Matt?
Hit that soap water.
Montgomery.
You think
so? Watch out for your fingers.
I don't know. Look at he's still moving a little bit.
There it is.
Right on his balls.
Yeah, we're making a little Matt the Pole lobster bisque out here in the yard.
Mm. Look at the chunks that are already in that in that mess that he's floating in.
What is that?
Mustard sauce.
Oh, delightful. Oh, look, people are bringing all sorts of wonderful gifts by.
Where's the guy with tampons? Bring those on over. Come on. Yeah, sure.
Hi. Absorbency could be a problem.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Greg.
Hi there, Greg. What do we have?
Well, I just moved, so I have a whole box of crap that came from my bathroom. And I'd already dumped half of it in there.
Oh, okay.
Right, so what are these feminine protection products?
They're obviously my girlfriend's.
Ma'am, did you put the eggs in already?
Panty liners. Here's a lady.
Step
with
right
eggs.
Up here, please.
Come on up, ladies. Hi.
What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Sarah.
Sarah, you brought some eggs for Matt?
Mm-hmm. And the rest of my soda.
Rest of your soda. Very good.
And hi, what's your name?
Barbara.
Hey, Barbara, what did you bring for this tool?
Some suspect dairy products.
All right.
Oh, did you go through your fridge and find stuff that was close to?
Yeah.
Oh, we have now 2 dozen eggs for Matt. Would you mind if, she just
poured it right on his head.
Just poured the soda on. Would you mind holding my microphone? I'm going to open your eggs.
The milk is from the 13th.
It was a good day.
Hey, Don, I think Mike's son just got here.
Mike is just throwing eggs at Matt
way,
now.
Turn that way.
I know.
Turn looking that way. Oh, wait a minute.
The eggs are not breaking.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I got some lovely egg on my foot.
Hold on just a second, guys.
Here's egg on your foot.
Here's some milk.
There, and that's a sketchy dairy product.
Oh, man, if you hit his jelly-like flesh... No, the eggs won't break.
The milk has like a film on it. You're right. That was bad milk. I'm glad you brought that by.
That word is sexy.
Get back in the pool, boy.
I'm in the pool.
Sit. Have a seat.
Sit in the pool.
Have a seat.
All right.
Have some past the expiration date coffee mate while they pelt you with eggs.
Yeah. And some lobster.
Lovely.
And don't forget your lobster. Right.
Lovely.
Your lovely lobster. Yeah, it's funny now, isn't it?
Huh? Garbage in there. Yeah, no problem.
So all you have to do is just find a simple...
Cold. Can I put
him? Just give your cold to Matt. That's all I ask.
Simple,
yes.
simple little candy.
Yes, and they're from the 7th, so I don't
know. Oh, the 7th. Yes, bad eggs. Yes, bad eggs are perfectly legally acceptable to our legal department.
Toss
no problem
them
at all.
You want to just throw it as hard as you can?
Let me try this. Can I try something, Don?
Sure, Mike. Go ahead.
You know, I love me the eggs.
These are bad eggs now. You're a bad egg, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. There we are.
All right. A little Matty omelet.
It's great to smash those eggs on his big, stupid neck.
So
hi, friend.
Fun.
What's your name?
Ray.
Ray, what did you bring, my friend?
A lot of stuff. I saw you, Giant. I was trying to let you cut in front of me.
How you doing, brother?
Good.
All right.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Robbie.
Tell Ray we're glad he's out of the river.
Did Rob have anything to say about tubing down the river?
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
We're glad you made it out of the river yesterday.
Yeah, that was me.
you remember like we are the big man's club. What would your current weight be? Just a conservative estimate.
I can't count that high.
You can't count that high. God bless you.
Still, I bet you weigh less than Rob. He's got quite the mouth on him.
All right.
He does.
You know, look at Rob. Here you are saying this guy got caught in the river, yet he brought us very, very teriyaki. A wonderful teriyaki marinade.
And even better, Don, even better, Louisiana's pure crystal hot sauce.
That's got to be out of his eyes, but maybe down towards his gens.
All right, very good. All right.
Here's some teriyaki for you. Wow, this is sticky teriyaki.
Anybody open this little lid up there? You want to open that for me, son?
This is like trying to get ketchup to go that just won't.
Boy, it's really jammed up in there. Boy, that must jam your insides up, too. Oh, delightful. There it is. Yeah. Wonderful. See, he's laughing. He's laughing. Why don't you sit back and relax? I can't get this near your face, so you really have to stretch out. Okay, here we go. Louisiana, pure crystal hot sauce for Matt. There we go. There it is. Yes, enjoy that.
And meanwhile, the other lady is putting chocolate syrup on your toes.
Lovely.
Anybody want to do a body shot?
Got it. There he is, grinning again.
You know
grin,
what, Mike?
Grin, grin.
All his right. Bathing suit bottom is not white anymore.
What we really need.
Oh, here we go. Some chunky chili.
Some chunky chili.
Lovely.
Can you feel the hot sauce at all?
Yeah. I put the chili right on top of the hot sauce, right on top of his genitals, Mike.
Good stuff. Here we go.
Boy, our listeners have really come through with another can.
All right, here we go.
Oh.
What is it?
It's more chili.
This is good. All right.
You know, Don, I can see.
And, of course, at the end of the day, you're going to have to drink the whole thing.
Sounds like sick poops.
I can see from out of the window here, and it looks like the worst episode of Real Sex ever.
or the best.
You know what I want to see?
You know what? Hey, Mike, you look at the lobster floating. It looks like a turd.
I know.
Because the water is covering up enough of the lobster.
I'm fond of the back of his head.
It's all the seeds and stuff from the teriyaki sauce.
The teriyaki leavens that we have here right now.
Hey, why don't you come on up, Ray? One more here. Do the applesauce.
Applesauce.
Ah.
You don't know if you hate him enough?
Well, you know.
Look at him. He just called you ugly.
Work it up.
Have fun.
Entire jar of applesauce going into that water.
Oh, we're making a lovely little Matt soup today. Isn't this fun?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, John.
I think the lobster may have given up the ghost.
I believe we have to say a moment. This is Izzy. Izzy, the lobster that was not able to buck the lobster.
Buck. Yeah.
No longer with us, unfortunately.
And I want to announce that we're going to find a homeless family, Mike, and we're going to donate all of the leavens that are inside this pool. We'll be going to the National Capital Area Food Bank.
He's still got a little life in him.
he's alive.
He's alive.
Hold on. He lives. Stop the music, Rob. The lobster's alive.
Oh, lives.
There we go.
The lobster is alive.
All right. Just relax, Matt. I'm not
going
to throw it on you.
You are not going.
Hey, do not throw it back.
You are not going to a food bank tonight, my lobster friend.
No.
You are living in a sea of waste.
All right. How you feeling, Matt? Checking your hand for?
I think the lobster poked me.
Look at the lobster moving around. Look at him moving his tail. Boy, I bet he is pissed. I bet this lobster is just pissed off.
Yeah, you don't look too happy.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at him. Isn't he wonderful?
He's lovely.
Where are you going? Hey, stay in the pool. Stay in the pool. You're right.
That's the rule.
Sit still. And
the rule is to stay in the pool.
I'm just going to put the lobster on your head so we can get a picture. Just stand still, please. Okay. All right,
it's still alive. Those claws are still working.
Stop right there. John, come down
now. John, you got to get a picture of this quick.
Right now. The lobster is absolutely alive.
Right now. No, don't lean back,
Matt. No. Stay right where you are. Stay right where he's posing. Stay right where you are. Is he doing his gay
you
pose?
You big fag.
You faggot. You big faggot. I'm pushing the lobster now into his head as hard as I can.
There it is. I'm afraid he's seen better days. Oh, there. Oh, lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
I think I was trying real hard to break the lobster's back by pushing it against Matt's skull.
You're a humanitarian. I mean, you're an animal lover. You're trying to take the lobster out of its misery.
Look at he lives, though.
Yeah.
Look barely. At that. That one little leg is still twitching.
I know. Hey, you know what?
Hey, pick up your toy, Matt.
There's your lobster toy.
Play with the toy we got.
Play with your toy. that's it for the lobster.
Oh, you broke your toy.
Tail off.
You broke your toy.
Dear.
Oh, here comes somebody who brought a baby by.
Hi. Oh, baby.
What did you bring by today?
Really old milk.
From when?
April 15th.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. And March 31st.
Oh, beautiful.
Look, that's milk. I thought it was lemonade.
Oh, my God.
Wow. How great is this? Now you can either pour it in the pool or pour it on Matt. We urge you to pour it on him.
Oh. Matt just made a Jewish joke.
Oh, my God.
That made him get up.
Oh, there we go.
Matt, he's not done yet pouring the sour milk on you.
All right, there we go. Now I can get the smell. That's a lovely odor.
But that really is rotten milk. Yeah. I swear to Christ that's rotten milk.
And that would have killed the lobster if the lobster wasn't already dead.
You got a whiff of that, Montgomery?
Oh, man, it was bad.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Oh, man, it was bad.
You know, you don't seem to be smiling as much as you were before.
Yeah, where's that cocksure attitude now, huh?
Yes, sirree. Well, I'm going to go inside and clean up because I get to.
Hey, Don, you know what this pool is missing?
You name it and claim it. What's it missing?
Maybe we should find somebody to go get him.
Jesus. God. Still the smart ass. Unbreakable.
No.
We've proven that already.
No off
switch. He's unbreakable.
He's breakable, Mike.
The ones with banana.
Wait till he wakes up tomorrow and his balls fall off.
Everybody get out of here.
Fantastic.
There's a lobster loose.
All right. Yes, pause. Go to break, Robbie. Close.
This is the Don and Mike Show.